I'd like to welcome everybody to Crowell Moring's conference on credit default swaps. I have the usual announcements, which is please turn off your cell phones. If you want CLE credit, I think the forms will be available at the exit if you fill out your assessment of the program. And I'd ask everybody to join us at the end of the conference. I think we all head upstairs to the Sky Bar or the Sky Lounge for about 1 hour, and we'll have you out of here at 6 o'clock. We do have a very, very busy program, and I'm very pleased that all of you could attend. I do want to offer a special welcome and an announcement to the members of the press or the media in attendance. We hope this program is going to be helpful to you, but I want to highlight that Crowell Moring has put this together in order to generate a little bit of robust conversation on the subject of credit default swaps and the opinions you will hear today from our panelists, including our individual Crowell Moring attorneys, are their personal views and do not necessarily and almost certainly will not represent the views of Crowell Moring LLP or its clients. The genesis of this conference on credit default swaps is not, oddly enough, the current financial crisis. The genesis of this conference is actually my partner, Bill McSherry, who about 9 months ago, we were finishing up a litigation for Enron, and he asked me and several others, what do you think of this credit default swaps thing? And I said, it seems really easy. It's just insurance, isn't it? And he said, no, there's $60 trillion worth of it. It's freely traded in the markets, and it's completely unregulated. I think we ought to start up a conference on this topic. I don't think people understand it enough. He didn't do anything about it. We waited for the financial crisis to spring upon us, and I'm pretty sure if we had had this conference earlier, we could have avoided that little problem. But the firm has been involved in credit default swaps for some time. I do have to make a disclosure, which is that we are involved in helping to establish one of the significant clearinghouses, the ICE project. We are trying, I don't think that's going to affect what any of our panelists say on any of the subjects, but if you're interested in that particular clearinghouse, I guess you could, you'll be reading about it in the newspapers. And I guess our last panel, which is going to talk about how we're going to deal with credit default swaps in the future, will address the issues concerning the clearinghouses. The organization of this program is really quite simple. The first is history, and hopefully something in the order of derivatives and credit default swaps 101. That will be the first panel, which we're cleverly entitling How We Got Here. That'll be led by my partner, Viva Hammer, who has been involved with derivatives for quite a long time, mostly from the tax side, and she says it really is all tax issues. The second panel is where we are now. And I hope to talk a little bit about what the markets look like, but the where we are now focuses a great deal on litigation, in particularly bankruptcy litigation. Bill McSherry will moderate that panel. You'll see that the focus tends to be on bankruptcy, and the reason is I think the bankruptcy courts tend to be in the best position to deal with, or they're asked to deal with, the litigation issues associated with credit default swaps, and they end up being way in the forefront of what we ordinarily think of as the commercial courts in addressing these issues. We will also cover the issue of criminal law and investigation, which, unlike the bankruptcy courts, is unlikely to bring order to this process, but as you look around in the newspapers, the casting of blame for the current financial crisis causes us to think that there may be indictments. There surely will be investigations. The last panel is how we're going to solve this problem. I believe that will be the shortest panel. But we have a definite solution as soon as Neelam Sharma, who's going to moderate that panel tells me what that solution is. The first thing we're going to do, though, is we're going to begin with sort of a keynote talk. And our keynote speaker is Bob Pickle. He's the Chief Executive Officer of the International Swaps and Derivatives Association. He's been leading that trade body for 8 years, and before that he was General Counsel. His background is as a lawyer for Cravath. And oil and gas? At Hess, before then. To the extent that there is any order in the market for credit default swaps and any coherence in this segment of the financial industry, it is attributable to ISDA. And if it is attributable to ISDA, it is probably greatly attributable to Mr. Pickle. So the question that we are posing to him today is what is the role of credit default swaps in the current time of, let's call it, market stress? Okay, Bob?
Okay,